Morning, everyone. Today I will be presenting on the spatial validation of food environment in Berkeley using 3D street view data. I have no financial relationship or conflict of interest related to this research. Many of you are sitting here, I think you're probably very familiar with why food environment is important to public health. And of course, food environment has to do with our access to healthy or unhealthy foods, opportunity for physical, social cohesions and incomes. And then it's also a reflection of social economic factors and stressors, like, for example, how many fast food restaurants present in your neighborhood versus full service restaurant or supermarkets. It's also an indicator for community health. Now, the question is, how do we measure food environment? You can do ground truthing by having GPS go collect data on the ground, or you can take a secondary data source, which most people get from health department, from InfoUSA, or Dun & Bradstreet. Those are very common databases that people use. Each database, they all present their like advantages and disadvantages and their accuracy issues. And the secondary data sources have shown to be not so accurate, and health department data have shown to be more accurate. It's about, like, from validation studies people have done, it shows about 80% accurate for health department data, whereas NETS or InfoUSA, it's only about 60 to 70% accurate. So I'm interested in looking at different methodologies to assess a food environment. How do we collect food environment data? And we thought about using 3D street view data to assess food environment. There are only a handful of literature papers published on using 3D data for environmental audits or assessment. And most of these papers are conducted on built environment, for example, assessing streets, land use, physical activity space, parks. Only two of the studies out of this handful look at food environment using 3D data. And most of these data used Google Street View, Google Earth. They're free. And only one study looked at using a private company data. Most of the studies shows very good agreement between the 3D data versus ground truthing versus secondary data sources. So the purpose of my study is to illustrate and assess the feasibility and geospatial accuracy of using 3D street view data to collect food environment data. Previous study, yes, they look at the agreement between the 3D street view versus ground truthing, but none of the study have looked at the geospatial accuracy, meaning like how far is your 3D street view data compared to the ground truthing, like how far apart are two identical food establishments. So that's one of my focus. So the data source I have is ground truthing, which was collected in Berkeley in June 2011. And my 3D Street View data, we didn't use the Google Street View. We actually teamed up with a startup company in Berkeley called EarthMine, and we used the EarthMine data completed in February 2012. So I showed a picture of EarthMine data collection tool. Basically, they have this called Mars technology. Some of you might have seen it. They're running on the street, basically an SUV going on the street, and you see the pillar going 360 degrees, taking photos off the street view. So then from that, you generate the 3D street view data. The good thing with this company is they also have an ArcGIS plugin. So in terms of Google, if you're using Google data, you have to tag it on Google Maps and then import it to Google Earth. Then you have to import it again into ArcGIS. So it's a lot of hassle in terms of data transferring. We use their data because they have an ArcGIS plugin, so I can actually able to just tag my food establishment inside ArcGIS, which you see here. And this little plugin really works. And this is just to show how we tag it in Berkeley. The green on top is shows the Earth line coverage, and then here you can actually have two views or three views. You can pan it together at the same time to locate your food establishment. For data collection, for both ground truthing and Earth mine, we have two auditors doing that, and the auditors are blinded, so one auditor going over one side of the street, the other one going the other side of the street in ground truthing, and we reverse it while doing Earth mine, so there will be no biases. And we also tested inter-reader reliability by having two auditors audit the one street on both sides. For data analysis, we calculated sensitivity analysis. So sensitivity analysis basically assess the proportion of outlet correctly identified by a data source, in this case, EarthMine, and actually present in the ground truthing. And we also calculated positive predictive value. So positive predictive value is a measure of precision of it relates to the percent of outlet found in the data source that were actually present in ground truthing. I will show a little chart later on so it will be more clear. We did proximity analysis, basically generated a near table using ArcGIS, looking at how far apart are two food establishments identified by 3D Street View and also ground truthing. For inter-reader reliability, we calculated percentage of agreement. We did not use Kappa because there isn't too much variability in the data sources, so all the Kappa values will basically get a negative value. So we just use the percentage of agreement. In terms of results, we assessed four major streets with the highest food establishment densities in Berkeley. It's about 72 blocks. 278 food establishments were identified. For inter-reader reliability, for ground truthing, we have about 98%, and Earth mine is about 91%. For my sensitivity analysis, so sensitivity is calculated by true positive, which is outlet present in ground truthing and Earth mine, divided by true positive plus false negative. So false negative, you will see it's food outlet absent in Earth mine but present in ground truthing. So it's about 88.5%. My positive predictive value, true positive divided by true positive plus false positive. False positive is outlet present in Earth mine but absent in ground truthing. That's about 93.5. And these percentages are very good. And if you look at the literature, if you have a percentage either positive predictive value or sensitivity greater than 90%, that's very good. That's excellent. So for my proximity analysis, we matched up all the food establishment found in EarthMine and ground truthing. It's about 246 of them. The distance between them, the minimum, maximum, calculated, then the mean distance is about 6.34 meters. That's very close. And only one of the previous studies look at the secondary data source, which is like EarthMine or InfoUSA or Down and Bradstreet. So that study, when they look at the distance between the food establishment in secondary data source versus ground truthing, only 30% of the food establishment are within 100 meters of each other, and only about 60% of the food establishment are within the same census tract. So there's a lot of error there. And this, if you look at the chart, it's about 60% of them of the food establishment is actually within 5 meters apart, and about 80% are within 10 meters apart. So it's very accurate. And if we think about a food establishment, our food environment, proximity, distance, as Chris mentioned, is very important. If you're trying to calculate like density of food environment in your neighborhood, so how many is that food establishment within the same census tract is very important. So for data source comparison, I compared field audit versus virtual 3D street view. So for field audits, there's advantages. So it's very accurate. You're able to get additional attributes like type of food establishment and sizes. These fine attributes, you won't be able to get it in a 3D street view data. However, for field audits, you're limited by weather. You can't really send auditors out with the rainy weather or with clipboard and GPS. That's probably not going to work. And you will be worried about safety of the auditors on the field. You can't go at night. You can't, usually you don't go on a weekend either. There's also time you have to spend on data management. So if you go out on the clipboard, you have to do data entry, you have to do data cleaning. In terms of time, field audits for us to audit, two field auditors to audit Berkeley, it took about 10 hours and about 5 hours for data management, data entering, and data cleaning. And if you calculate the cost, so field auditors average, if you hire a grad student, that would be cheaper. It's about $20 per hour, and you will have to purchase a GPS unit. The one we use is about $400 each. And if you look at a virtual 3D data, it's accurate. However, you won't be able to get the fine attributes. It's not limited by weather. There's no safety issues, and there's no additional data management time required. However, it won't be able to get certain attributes. And there's also a time lag. So if you're using Google's 3D Street View, you can't tell Google when to collect their data. Google will collect data without telling you. And the most recent Google collection is back in 2009. As our food environment changes, you won't be able to get that accurate data. For virtual audit, for us to audit Berkeley, it took us 8 hours. There's no data management time spent. And I contacted the company and asked them how long did it take them to collect data on the 3D Street View. And what they told me, it took about 5 minutes. They will be able to collect 1 kilometer of data. And this data you will be able to not just use for assess food environment, but lots of urban planners and also city auditors. For example, look at city assessors will be able to use the data as well. So in terms of cost, Google Street View is free. Google Earth is free. For private sources, this company we use, we use it for free, but what they told us is if you collect an area, say a city, it costs about $5 per kilometer of data collected. And if the city governments are able to do this, then again, like public health department are able to use it, urban planning department are able to use it, and they will be able to use it for a lot of public reasons. And at the end, I'd like to thank people at EarthMind, my interns at UC Berkeley, and I was funded by the EU Phenotype Study and UC Davis, and as well as the Center for Occupational and Environmental Health at UC Berkeley. My references.